Welcome back to the Monday edition of News Radio 92.3, Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Lexi from ADX Digital. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm perfect.
So happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to be talking about our research and insights reports, which I haven't really talked about before, and I'm excited to talk about it today. There's essentially a lot of different things that we can do with these, but they're really good at kind of providing some insights into getting us into that structure of the RFP stage and kind of like, what does the audience look like? What does the industry look like? How do we kind of put together this recommendation and start the process, essentially?
So if a business is looking at doing this, what do they need to know? What's a good example for us?
Yeah, so it goes through overall industry and audience research. So an overall picture of what that looks like is it kind of starts with the industry. So it's kind of based on vertical, whether it's like the home services vertical, maybe it's education, kind of whatever the vertical is that advertiser or client will fall under. So the report will kind of be based into one vertical, and it'll kind of give a big insight and overview of, one, the industry, where that industry is kind of spending advertising dollars, what products, that sort of thing. And then it also goes into audience. So it'll tell overall audience demographics, age, things like that, as well as like the interests of that audience and kind of like what they enjoy doing. And the benefit of that is it helps us to guide the targeting as well as the product recommendations for when we do want to put together a proposal. Another thing it does is it provides us with a hot zip report, which will show us where people within that industry and within that audience are spending the most money on that particular type of product. So with all of our campaigns, you know, we layer on different targeting. And so these reports really help us guide that recommendation of, you know, these are the zips where most people are spending on this specific type of product. So we should target these zips for the campaign, and we should layer in these behaviors because it shows that your audience specifically, you know, likes to focus on home services products or DIY projects, things like that, where we have a plethora of behavioral targeting segments that we can layer onto campaigns. And so these reports really help zero in on that audience that we want to reach for each particular client, and it helps guide those recommendations to get us to that proposal stage.
So like you said, when you're talking about behaviors, it's they're looking for a specific product, like a home appliance or something of that nature.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's going to align typically with the vertical that they fall in. So yeah, if it's a home services client, but some of the behaviors are going to be, you know, they don't all have to be specifically related to purchasing specific products. They've been identified in that audience because in the past they've purchased products or they've shown an interest. Mm. But the actual behaviors that we would layer on top of that would kind of be more just to get to know the audience a little bit better. What are they interested in doing? You know, whether it's sports, whether it's outdoors. And that just gives us a little bit more if we want to layer on some additional targeting categories to the campaign, because we do have so many segments that will kind of help us get a better idea of like who that specific audience is and who that person is that we're trying to talk to and that we're trying to reach. So there's a ton of different insights that we can pull from these reports. It's really interesting. And we get a couple different reports. So one of those is the local account intelligence report. And that one really goes into the overall business and the industry intelligence, kind of like I was just talking about. We even get information like peak sales months. So that's helpful to see. You know, a lot of business owners may know that. Some maybe that's not a very clear understanding of within the industry, you know, where those peak sales months are, where you should maybe really try to focus on doing some sort of promotions or sales or deals or things like that. And so, you know, we can see within the industry what those peak sale months are, where most people are spending money on whatever the product or service may be. You know, for example, if it's a pool advertiser, you know, we'll probably see those peak sales months in the summer months, like May, June, July, when it's hot and everyone wants a pool. or I guess probably even before that, because, you know, maybe people are starting to get their stuff ready for the summer months. And so we do have those peak interest months that provide some insights. Another thing that we'll see is where the media spending is across that specific vertical. And when I say that, I mean, so it's both nationally and locally. So we can see, you know, across the U.S. within the industry or within that vertical and within the industry, or we can see locally as well. And we'll be able to kind of get an idea of where the media spend is across what sorts of products and what type of mediums. And so, you know, we'll see where people are spending on digital. And when we talk about digital, that includes, you know, all of the products that we have to offer here at ADX Digital. So anything that's on your mobile device, your desktop, the display ads, the video ads, even those connected TV streaming video ads that we call OTT. So there's a variety of digital products. And, you know, typically there is a large percentage we see in these research reports going towards the digital spend. But we can also see how much is being spent towards print and towards some other stuff like out of home, direct mail, that sort of stuff as well. So this just kind of gives an overall digital media spending picture within the industry, both nationally and locally. So we can get a big idea of like where the industry overall is spending in terms of like the products and the mediums. And then it does get a little bit more specific too. We can see product wise, you know, it gets into the audience a little bit. So we do have, let's say if this is a home services vertical, we'll identify the audience, for example, as homeowners. And then we'll survey that homeowner's audience and get an idea of where those homeowners are seeing advertising, what is leading them to take action, what activities they enjoy. So that's where we really get into the nitty-gritty of the interests of those homeowners or of that specific audience. And we understand the interests and the attitudes of that audience, which kind of help to drive that targeting that I was talking about before. So, you know, some of those questions will give us an idea of when they see a product on OTT versus social media, you know, when are they more likely to take an action when it comes to purchasing or, you know, whatever it may be with that product or the service and interacting with that product or that service. Mm-hmm. And so that gives us an idea of, you know, what sort of products are most popular with that specific audience. And so that will definitely help us guide the recommendation, you know, what products we want to include on the RFP for that specific client. It also kind of talks about what activities that person may enjoy. And that kind of gets into those behavioral targeting categories that we can layer on for campaigns. You know, whether they like doing DIY projects because they're homeowners, or they like, you know, yard working or whatever it may be. And so that will then help us when we're picking which segments we want to layer on to really hone in on those specific activities that identify as like strong recommendations or strong, you know, actions within this particular audience. So there's a lot that we can gather just within the audience insights, the overall industry, you know, and then we do get a little bit more into overall like the website development. So we can actually kind of provide a client with an idea of their website performance and how it's performing in terms of like the speed score. So, you know, for example, when you have both a desktop and a mobile website, you have speed scores on both the desktop and the mobile. And so one thing that's important to keep in mind is, you know, if the speed score takes, if your website takes too long to load, essentially, you know, people lose interest. I think it's if it's like a 3 seconds, if it takes 3 seconds to load or longer, they lose interest and they don't, you know, want to go to the website anymore. So that's definitely something to keep in mind. So, you know, in our reports, we can also give a couple different kind of like scores. One would be the desktop and the mobile speed score. We can also run what we call a mobile friendly check to make sure that your website is optimized to run on a mobile device and it's very easily loaded and it's a very user friendly type of website on a mobile device. Because, you know, sometimes if you have a website and you're looking at it on a desktop, it may not transfer really cleanly to a mobile device. You do have to make sure that everything is kind of moved around and it's just as easily navigated and seen on a mobile device than it is on the desktop, since it obviously is a much smaller screen on your mobile device. So that's something we can check. We can also check and make sure, you know, that your SEO is optimized to make sure that it's, you know, reaching or it's ranking where it should be according to Google. We can check the accessibility of the website. So that's another thing that's included in these reports, is just providing overall, you know, how that website performance is and if there may need to be any adjustments just to the website piece of it.
So if a company is ABC company and somebody does a Google search on that, but they don't come up, you can let that business know that.
Yes. Yeah. We can show them. We'll show them the score. And if it's, you know, if it's pretty low, we'll definitely recommend increasing that. And SEO is one of the products that we have to offer here at ADX Digital. So you could definitely lean on us if that is one of the areas that you do need to improve when it comes to digital. And then, like I mentioned, we do have that Hot Zips report. So that will give us a very clear zip list. And that's going to be within, you know, typically the market area of Pensacola. And so we'll be able to see within that market area what zip codes people are spending on your product or your service. And so that really helps us, because when we dive out, or when we start to put together the campaign recommendation, we need to start with the geography. And a lot of times that's going to be zip targeting. So we'll want to choose specific zip codes to focus on and make sure we're reaching that audience. And so with this Hot Zips report, it will really help us just to see where most people are spending in terms of the zip codes on your specific product or service. And then also maybe some of the zip codes where they're not spending as much on that product or service. So that really helps to drive a recommendation there. And then we have that audience scan report as well. So that really gets into the interests and the attitudes of the audience. You know, like I was talking about before, so some of those questions that will be asked would be, and it would be to a specific audience that would be for each vertical. So again, if we're talking about a product, excuse me, in the home services vertical, it would be homeowners would be the audience that we're looking at. And so it would ask this audience, you know, where have you seen or heard advertising that led you to take action? And that's how we would get the recommendation of what products we should start looking at for that specific audience, whether it's something on social media, whether it's, you know, something on mobile device that they've seen that has led them to take action, whether it's an OTT ad that they see, which is on your connected TVs, your Apple TVs, your Rokus. So that really helps us to get an idea of where this audience is kind of consuming content and what is leading them to take an action when it comes to products and services specifically within your vertical as an advertiser. And then the other question, or another example of one of the questions that are asked that help us to get an idea of that audience, are, you know, in the past year, what activities have you participated in? So that gives us just a better idea more of like their leisure activities, kind of what they do in their off time, because we do have so many different behavioral targeting segments that we can layer on. In addition to, let's say, just homeowners, we can layer on some other targeting segments that may get those homeowners as well. For example, like yard workers or DIY enthusiasts, people who are really working on their home a lot on, you know, a weekly basis or whatever it may be. So sometimes, you know, it really is helpful to get these insights reports and to get an idea of the overall industry first, and then also kind of where that audience is and who that audience is, so that we make sure we're reaching that particular person and we're talking to that particular person who is wanting or needing your product or service, hopefully sometime in the near future.
And like you said, that can be landscapers, that can be pool companies, that can be a variety of people.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So we've got a wide variety of verticals or categories of clients that we work with. You know, digital really is so vast because it's very customizable. So there's kind of something for everybody when it comes to the type of campaign that you're running, the product you're running, the types of targeting that you're layering on. There's so many different capabilities when it comes to digital. And so it is a very successful vertical, or a very successful product across a variety of different verticals.
So in the advent of streaming TVs, for example, are you seeing more of a development now with businesses wanting to be on that medium?
Oh, yes. So definitely. Yeah. So when this is actually something that comes in the report is we can see with each of the audiences how what the percentage of the people on OTT devices is. So that's actually one of the kind of tidbits of information we get from this report. And you can see how many people within that particular audience are utilizing OTT versus, you know, cable now. And just to reiterate what OTT is, so OTT stands for over the top, but that's going to be any streaming video content that is streamed through the internet. And so that would be if you have like an Apple TV and you're watching video content and shows and movies all through your Apple TV or through a Roku stick, all of that would be considered OTT. And so they're all going to be video ads that show up in that content that you're watching. But OTT is growing definitely more and more every day. You know, you have that whole group of what they call, you know, the cord cutters who, mm-hmm. you know, don't have cable at all and utilize all of these apps on Apple TVs and connected devices or connected TVs to watch all of their content.
That's us.
Yeah, exactly. That is me. I will not lie. But yeah, so there's a huge amount of people on OTT, and it really is like it continues to expand. It's really crazy how many different apps there are out there now. And, you know, you have to get a different app for everything you want to watch.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so, you know, the great thing with our OTT offering, too, is it's all 100% connected devices. So, you know, you can technically get these apps on a desktop or, you know, watch it on your tablet or something. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to stream content always on a connected TV. But with our inventory, we are only running ads that show up on connected TVs. So that is a little bit different than some of the other companies. And we do have 100% connected TV inventory. So that's just something that is you know, something to note, I guess, with our product here at ADX Digital. But yeah, and with OTT, there are so many different capabilities now when it comes to targeting. You know, we do the geo-targeting with OTT. We also do the behavioral. We can layer on those different behavioral segments. So, you know, I think a while ago when I first got into the industry, the targeting was very limited when it came to OTT. And so now, you know, it has expanded so much, and it is a really great way to reach people. One thing to note, though, with OTT is it is very much of a awareness type of KPI or key performance indicator, like essentially the goal. So, you know, when we're building out these campaigns, you have different goals or KPIs. And one of them is awareness. You know, sometimes there's sales, sometimes there's phone calls. It can be a variety, a mix of these. But with OTT, you know, just there's not a lot of opportunity to like, when you're like, for example, if you're on your desktop, you see an ad, you click on it, takes you right to the website, and then you maybe start researching the website, clicking on some buttons. But when you're watching something on, you know, your TV, you typically don't really have an opportunity to click through to actually see the website. I mean, some of our products, you can actually have a scan code that allow you to scan, you know, hold up your phone while you're watching the TV. It scans the code and it takes you to the website. So that's an option. But a lot of the ads that you do see on an OTT device are just going to be the video, and there's really no opportunity to like click through to the website or anything because you're on an OTT or a TV essentially. So that's just something to know. I mean, I don't think it makes that product any less successful than any other products, because I think the vast amount of people that are on OTT these days, like everybody is going to probably see that ad at some point or another. But it's just something to keep in mind if you really want people on your website, that product is probably not going to drive a ton of people to your website in that exact moment. And you know, I know I've talked about media mix before too, so that's another thing to keep in mind, is it is good to kind of couple that with another product, maybe one that is more cross device or desktop, tablet, mobile focused. So you have your OTT that will run on connected TVs. People will see your ad. They'll remember your ad because, you know, so many people are on OTT devices these days. And then maybe you have, you run another product as well, whether it's our cross-device display product. So that would run across your desktop, tablet, and mobile. And then that way you have some people getting served ads on all of their devices. And with the desktop, tablet, and mobile, they're able to kind of click through, go to your website, browse the website. So it really kind of helps to get that frequency in the campaign and reach that user a couple different ways, not just one product at one time. You know, the mm-hmm. frequency is very important when it comes to campaigns as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have Roku TV, and so I've been amazed at times where I've been on Pluto TV, and then I go over to the YouTube app, and the same commercials are there. And like you said, a lot of times there's a QR code associated with that, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the QR code is a great opportunity, too. And, you know, one thing we can actually do, so our product with the QR code is called Social Mirror OTT. So that actually takes the post, you know, I've talked about Social Mirror a lot. So Social Mirror OTT is just kind of one variation of that that runs only on connected TVs. But it's still the same idea of taking a post from, you know, a Facebook or an Instagram or a social media account and then serving that ad on a connected TV. And so with our Social Mirror OTT, it would be, you know, a video ad. It would look like a social post. And then we generate that scan code as well. So that you, as you know, if you're watching the ad, you can pull up your phone, scan to call, you can scan to go to the website. I think you can even scan to email. So we have a lot of different options there that allow you to scan through and really interact with the ad. Mm-hmm. So that's a great product to consider, as well as our Social Mirror OTT product.
And like you said, if a QR code's not something that they want to do, they can still highlight their website.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, I would say, you know, with OTT, it depends. You know, a lot of people will, you know, if you're sitting on your couch watching the OTT ad, you can go to the website if you see the ad without having to scan anything. But I would definitely recommend with OTT to kind of, and, you know, with all campaigns really, to just run multiple products at once, because, you know, your users are going to be all across all devices. Some are going to see it on OTT, some will see it on their mobile device. We even have an audio product. You know, some people are going to be hearing the ad on their audio devices. Mm-hmm. And so your audience is really everywhere. And so you really kind of want to reach them where they are as many times as you can reach them. So the higher the frequency, the better. The more we can reach them across different devices by running multiple products, the better. You know, it's really all about kind of getting in front of them wherever they are and getting that frequency up as much as possible.
And again, for people that need to hear it more than once, how often should an ad run for people to take action?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely no less than 3 times, I would say. So, you know, typically if someone sees an ad once, they're definitely not going to go to your website after seeing the ad once. They'll want to see it. They'll probably need to see it anywhere from 3 to 5 times before they take any sort of action, whether it's going to the website, going to your store, purchasing anything, you know, any of those actions that we like to call conversion. So it takes, you know, it takes probably 3 to 5 or more times for somebody to convert. So that is why with all of our campaigns, we like to forecast out, you know, we'll forecast out the percentage of the market share that we're reaching. And so we try and get that frequency in a good spot from the proposal stage.
And what's a good phone number for them to connect with you?
850-262-6000.
All right. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.